Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. If you're running an online coaching business, there will come a time where you're going to need to hire a coach. Now, inside our Coach and Concierge Scale program, we help coaches who are over 10 to 15K per month within their business develop the company structure. One thing that very, very few people talk about, yes, let's talk about leads, let's talk about how to get new clients, how to get numbers. The biggest bottleneck in so many businesses is time. You know, I've said this time and time again, the most I think that any online coach, a solopreneur in their own business should be looking after is 50 clients. You know, I still think that requires a lot of time. And in terms of the service delivery, it's a lot. But there's a lot of coaches say, no, I want to see what it's like to coach 70, 80, 90 clients. Why? Why would you do that when you could provide 10x the service, you could focus more on marketing and sales, and you could help more people by giving them a better service? So I want to talk to you today in this video about developing a high-performance team. I want to go through 5 or 6 points, and I want you to just put down in the comments below 1 to 6 as we go through these points, and just let me know which one related to you. Now, I want you to really listen to this, okay? At the time of recording this, I have a team of 28, okay? And we're growing. We've got 3 coming on board in the next month, okay? So that's going to be over 30 people. I am so proud of the team that we have, and we have developed some incredible systems to be able to manage our team structure. But still, and I understand it, and I appreciate this, so many of the coaches in our Coaching Concierge Scale program really, really struggle. I originally worked in corporate. I worked in real estate in the UK for 2 or 3 years. I got a real understanding of what a company structure is like, how you set everything out, how people are managed, how you increase their income. And still, even after that 3 years, when I first started taking on my own coaches 6 or 7 years later, it was almost for a short period of time, I forgot everything I'd learned in corporate. And then I kept going through these bottlenecks and started speaking to my CEO clients that they would share advice with me of what I needed to do. And now I'm in a privileged position at 46 where we're coaching hundreds of coaches all over the world, and a lot of them are actually in a position where they need to hire a coach. And they run into the same bottlenecks that I did. Oh, you know, I'll just hire them and, you know, they'll do a good job. They won't. You have to hire people based upon the fact that you're going to have to train them. Now, this is really important for you to understand. When you've built a business like I have, I'm in a position financially that I can go and get and pay for people that are coming into the company with the high-level skills that I want. Now, as a solopreneur hiring your first coach, you're more than likely not going to be able to attract a coach that's been in the industry 7 or 8 years, that's earning a lot of money, and will come in your business. You're not in a financial position to be able to pay them that level of money. Plus, a lot of coaches will tell me, yeah, I'm going to go and get this great coach. Well, when you get a great coach isn't going to be that adaptable to your brand and to your methods and everything that you're doing. So you have to unlearn some of the things they've learned from being a solopreneur for themselves, having their own business or brand, to then relearn yours. So I always say to people, you got to hire the right people. You want to hire the right people first. Now, knowledge is essential, but every coach comes into your company needs to be 85% of you. They don't have to be the same as you or better than you. You can teach a lot of skill, and you're going to have to teach a lot of skill, but you have to have the right person that will gel with the brand, gel with the vision. They're inspired to work with you. They're inspired to earn money and serve your clients and achieve high quality results. So there needs to be a foundational level of knowledge and skill. Step one. When I do an interview to find the right person, I will interview based on their personality, based on their experience, based on their confidence. And I want to have a level one conversation with them for half an hour to see if I like them. Find out where they are right now in their life, find out where they're trying to get to, find out what they're inspired by, what they value the most to the least, where they like to travel, what they've done within their career so far, what they feel they've learned in their career. And I get to the end of this kind of conversation and I go, I want to see them again, or I don't want to see them again. And I base that, so Dave Brailsford, who was an incredible client of mine, he is an incredible coach and leader in the field of coaching and high performance coaching. And I remember asking him, I said, you know, Dave, one of the best bits of advice he gave to me was, how do you hire people? And he said, I hire great people, we can teach skill. Because I have a company culture, and my company culture is way more important to me than one person just doing a job that's going to wreck our reputation. So I'm going to keep saying this, you've got to hire the right people. The second interview for me is based on skill and knowledge and application of knowledge. And I don't mix the two together generally, especially if it's a knowledge-based position that somebody's coming in for. Personality, values, vision, and mission, confidence, and then the second one would be more education. So I would give them, you know, back in the day, I'd give them a training program to write. I'd tell them to come into the second interview and explain it to me fully. I would challenge them with some questions about training execution and nutrition and program setup, client behavior. And I'd go through all this and I'd be able to see, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10 for each question that I ask, are they good enough or do I need to train them in a particular area? Then I can measure them up against a minimum of 5 people that I would interview at any given time, minimum of 5 people. Yeah, but I found a really good coach. Doesn't matter. Go and find 4 more. Yeah, but I found a really good coach. Doesn't matter. You need 4 more. 4 more is a minimum to me, 5 total, because then you'll get to see what people's personalities are like, what their knowledge are. Because you might interview somebody that's personality is amazing, but their knowledge and skill is rubbish. And then you interview somebody else, personality is just as amazing, but their knowledge is way better. And they're going to actually require a little bit less training from you, but still a lot of support. So that's number one. So are you going to go and look for the right coaches? You are going to need a coach. 40 to 50 clients, do not think you're a hero by going to 80 to 90. You'll just deliver rubbish service when you can hire a coach. A percentage of what the coach will make will obviously go to the coach, the percentage to you, but you can scale from there with more time. Second thing is so important that you do not pay a coach the top whack when they start with you. When anybody starts working for you and inside your organization, they need to prove to you that they can do the thing that you're paying them for. Any degree of pay rise over the relationship, as the relationship develops, is not based on how long they've been in the company, ever. It's based on their ability to perform and deliver. There is KPIs in terms of management targets they have to hit and operating procedures and service standards. If they're not met, then there's no pay rise. There's no reward, there's no bonus. It's keep doing your job until you prove to me that you can. I truly do believe that you pay coaches a little bit less to start with, and then you increase their pay. So you might do, say, 30% of the monthly fee of coaching. Again, another reason why you should charge more for your coaching, so you can pay your coaches properly and get profit yourself, which means you've got to work on your knowledge, your skills, your results, and service. But you make them earn. Then you do a 6-month review and you might be in a position to increase their what they'd make by an extra 5%. And then at the end of the year, you might be able to go up 5%. But you set that out, okay? So year one, you might have a review and depending on where they are, there's a 2.5 to 4%, 5% increase in what they make per client, okay? So that generally is number two in terms of making sure somebody earns. By the way, they will respect you, they'll respect your company, they'll respect, and they'll work harder if they've got targets in place. Number three is you set out clear standard operating procedures, SOPs. Just what is it that you need to do? What are your roles and responsibilities? You do not have to manage these like a, you know, solid every single day. You just need to give them their roles to say on a day-to-day basis, this is what you're going to need to be doing. Then the role develops into a little bit more flexibility, but they need to be able to have in front of them what they need to do. Okay, coaching systems, program templates, nutrition templates. They need everything from you. They need a full onboarding. They need everything detailing to them. Anything they're going to need through the coaching process that you're going to be like, they needed that. Do a Loom recording, send them the PDF, send them the Word document, send them the Excel spreadsheets, create a Google Drive folder, put everything in, explain everything that they need. They need coaching systems. They need coaching standards. They need coaching behavior. They need roles and responsibilities that they read. Like, you need to manage them according to specifics. Number four, daily meetings for the first month. Every single new coach that begins in the company, you have so much to train them and teach them. But point number five goes with point number four, is you have to train them a lot. It's taken years for you to get to where you are. For somebody to come into your company and replicate the standards, the values, the vision, the knowledge, everything you have in the company, and for them to look at programming and train, understand exactly what they're doing, it is so, so important that you train them a lot. And the final thing to remember is performance measures. There is no point, you're not going to pay anybody any more money if they're not producing results. But what are the minimum standards and expectations? You know, what day you have to do X, Y, or Z. I mean, most of the time in terms of performance measures within the coaching business, results. Okay, I would say you need to produce one transformation with these minimum expectations and standards per month, and you get 2 months to be able to produce your first one, but that's the minimum standards and expectations that you're expected to deliver. Okay, you might put a service standard in place that after 28 days, every client's achieved this, if it's a body composition or fat loss goal, but you just give them performance measures. This is what you're being measured on every single day or every single month or every single quarter or every single 6 months, and at least they know it's clear. And any type of price increase will be based upon performance measures, and if you stick to them, this is what will happen after 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 2 years. Okay, so you've got six high performance coaching team focus strategies here. One, hire the right coach, right people. Two, make sure they earn the right to a pay rise. Make sure three, you have clear coaching systems. Four and five, daily meetings for the first month, and thereafter you drop them down to 3, 2, and 1 with the 3 months, 4 months after that, depending on how much they need. You train them a lot and you put clear performance measures in place. As always, if you found this video helpful, please do me a favor, like the video. Click subscribe. Go to the description box, check out Coach Concierge. It's where we help coaches build their businesses to consistent 5 to 7K months. And then in our other program, we then elevate you into Coach Concierge Scale. If you're not in build, it doesn't matter. Scale is for coaches earning 10 to 15K, looking to build the team. You apply what I'm teaching here to actually get yourself to 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 40K plus months with a company structure in place, more time back for yourself to focus on what matters within the business. If you are listening to this on iTunes, then go to the link in my bio on Instagram, Mark Coles M10. For now, I hope you found this one helpful, and I'll speak to you soon.